Radix sucks. Radix? Who cares? It's trash, and I'm going to review this here because I want you to be wealthy and buy cryptos that are actually good, and this one is horrible. This is so obviously trash that I just need to tell you why it's terrible so you don't get sucked into buying this. If I was holding any of this, I would sell it immediately. And if you check my crypto channel, I tell you exactly what I do like on my main crypto channel on Jerry Banfield Crypto. Thank you for watching another review video on Jerry Banfield Crypto Reviews. So, if we look at the history, Radix here, XRD, on CoinMarketCap as of the day I'm filming this, it had its bull market pump already. Most cryptos have a half-life of 4 years. Most cryptos lose 50-something percent on average within the first 5 years that they're out. And this one, to me, it already had its day. It's at 60, it was at 62 cents, it's down to 7, and I think we mostly go down from here. There could be a little pump up here or there, but I highly doubt that over the long term, the next 5, 10 years, there's almost no way this beats Bitcoin or Ethereum, unless one of those two totally tank. 3.6 rating on CoinMarketCap, and let's start with immediately some of the biggest problems with this. The fully diluted is 1.7 billion with a B. I'd never even heard of this before one of you in my crypto coaching community, where I review every single crypto that you want me to take a look at. I review it and put it on this channel. That's how I decided to review this today. I'd never heard of this. And the fully diluted on this is a $1.7 billion market cap. And the current market cap is 700 and something million, which means that you're going to get diluted really bad. The tokenomics of this are garbage. And just based on that alone, you shouldn't I wouldn't touch this with somebody else's money. Now, let's take a look at a few more reasons this is obviously trash. First, I hate DeFi. Did you hear that clearly? I hate DeFi. Almost all DeFis are simply Ponzi schemes, scams, convince people to put their money in after you so you make a profit. After all, that's how DeFi makes money. I've seen a lot of different ways to do DeFi, and there's a lot of creative scams out there. If you want to invest, invest in something. I like investing things like layer ones that actually have real value and a purpose. So radically different DeFi, I mean, just as soon as I see this headline, I'm skeptical. And I looked around on this website, and I don't need to waste your time with the research on the details, but let me show you what I found that proves how bad this sucks. 29,000 wallets. 29,000 wallets. This is the biggest obvious sell signal I've seen. I mean, oh my God, 29,000 wallets with this kind of a market cap? That's so bad. It's hard to comprehend. Things like Solana that have a little bit bigger market cap than this, but not much. You're talking hundreds of thousands, close to a million some days, active users every single day. This crap. 29,000 total wallets, but it gets better. They know how much it sucks and how little it's getting transacted. So if you go to the Explorer, I mean, just a blank page. The Radix is that this is actually worse than most of the altcoins I review. I mean, this is so trash. Seriously, you go to the Explorer, and I deleted this number sign to make sure I wasn't doing something wrong. Nope. You really, they won't just show you the transactions. You can't just look at the wallet addresses. You have to have a specific transaction address. This is so bad. It's ridiculous. And they have 200,000 followers on Twitter. How's their engagement? Well, it looks like they bought some of these followers because they would be getting a lot more impressions on some of these tweets. 200,000 followers, if these were legit, you'd have a lot more impressions if these were legit followers. These look like bought or fake followers. I swear there's a formula that every one of these crappy altcoins follows. The more of these I look at, there's a formula. Put out a YouTube video, that is not very well done, that's kind of just generic with an update, and not that many people even watch it, crank one of those out once every week or so, fake your Twitter followers using any means necessary, buy them, promote with Twitter, whatever you gotta do to get the followers. Their YouTube channel, like this Radix Roundtable, April 2023, what's this about? Why would I watch this? If this is truly a sizable community, why does it only get 1,000 views? I've started two brand new YouTube channels from scratch in the last 4 months. Guess who gets this many or more views on average on my brand new channels? Now you're telling me this is a 1.7 billion fully diluted market cap and their YouTube is not well done. Their Twitter is not that engaged. Their Explorer doesn't even work in here. And I haven't seen their website tries to, it gives me a bunch of generic stuff. Look, staking rewards, okay. And I see nothing on here that stands out. A roadmap into 2024, if it's still around then. The volume is not very good on this either. You're talking 3.5 million volume on this big of a market cap. This is 100% of all transaction fees are burned. I just gotta say, I don't know about that as a business model, but this is obviously bad. I think 6 minutes on this, I don't, this is terrible. Much worse. This is under, in the bottom 50% of videos, cryptos I review on this channel. And I've ripped cryptos on this channel pretty hard, but this is worse than usual. So I really appreciate you watching. This is also on the Jerry Banfield Show podcast. I would say absolutely not at all. Get out of this immediately and be lucky you didn't lose everything. Thanks a lot for watching.